From the WTXC newsroom, this is the WTXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson, a migrant rights group, is pushing local municipalities to back the Protect Our Courts Act, which would prevent immigration and customs enforcement officials from arresting people attending court proceedings. A Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson press release said, and I quote, "The bill would make it unlawful for ICE to make a civil arrest while a person is going to, attending, or leaving court unless the officer presents a valid judicial warrant or court order. The act also empowers the New York Attorney General to pursue legal action on behalf of individuals arrested in violation of this law and recognizes individuals have a right to pursue civil legal claims when they are arrested," end quote. The group is looking for support in the towns of Woodstock, New Plotts, Poughkeepsie, Beacon, Newburgh, and Warwick. In Hudson, ICE has made efforts to arrest migrants several times after court proceedings. The press release said, and I quote, "ICE's growing presence in the courts has spread fear, making many New Yorkers afraid to attend. In a statewide survey, a third of advocates working with domestic violence survivors reported that their clients were afraid to seek a protection order in court due to fear of ICE," end quote. Last week, reports indicated the president wants to move migrants applying for asylum in this country to so-called sanctuary cities. Several of the towns Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson are targeting have sanctuary laws. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that Hudson Muslim and Bengali communities gathered April 12th at the Hudson Islamic Center to pray for a 20-year-old college student who suffered a brain injury while away at college. Fardoush Sultana, a SUNY Polytechnic Institute junior majoring in civil engineering, was rushed to St. Elizabeth Medical Center in Utica April 8th because of an unexplained head injury she sustained in her dormitory room. Sultana graduated from Hudson High School and is the daughter of Parveen Ashtar and Abdul Bashar, with two sisters, Farzana and Faria. In Hudson, Sultana was a member of her high school robotics team that competed in a state championship and ran cross-country. Family friend and spokesperson Muhammad Rani said a special prayer was said at service, and I quote, "so that Allah has mercy and forgiveness for her and her family. The Muslim and Bangladeshi community have really come together to try to support the family. It really hit the community hard," end quote. The family and Roni would not explain the specifics of the incident, but local police said there was no indication of any criminality. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board continues to discuss the short-term rental section of the proposed new zoning law. The proposal would require owners who rent out rooms to reside at the rental property for at least 183 days a year. Several residents who rent out their own properties spoke out against the zoning proposal at the meeting, and one bed and breakfast owner defended what she didn't see as competition. Nancy Jackson, who owns the New Concord Bed and Breakfast, said, and I quote, "to me it's apples and oranges," end quote. Heather Hewler disagreed, saying police had to be called recently about a short-term rental on her street, Thomas Road. Hewler said, and I quote, "there has to be some kind of restriction for this," end quote. Eventually, at the meeting, the board lowered the residency requirement to 160 days. The Chatham Board will have the county review the new law and start a state environment review in late April and hope to vote on the zoning law on May 28th. The Chatham Town Board meets at 6 p.m. April 18th in the Town Hall. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Eric Anderson reports in the Albany Times Union that passenger growth is up 20% over the past 6 years at Albany International Airport. Airport CEO John O'Donnell said they have used financial incentives to lure JetBlue, American, Allegiant, and Frontier to start new flights from the state capital. The last time this many people used the airport was in 2004, when 1,558,656 boarded planes there. Stewart International Airport in Newburgh, by comparison, saw a 12% increase during the same period. The Albany Airport is currently moving forward with a new exit from Interstate 87 and a 1,000-car parking garage. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.